You're listening to a podcast from West Hill United Church. These podcasts are made possible by the generous support of our listeners. To donate, click on the Canada Helps button or go to westhill.net/donate.
I'm going to hand it over to Kelly to introduce Pride.
We could take a second collection immediately following the first collection. So, I want to give a little introduction to pride, because I think it's sort of a funny idea. The idea that people would get out and say, I'm proud of something. This is something that my parents have really struggled with, the idea of pride, and something that I sort of feel tension around too, because I think, yeah, I'm gay, but I'm also blonde, you know, and I don't go to blonde pride. I'm a real blonde. And so I could go to real blonde pride, but I don't. So I think it's helpful to set it up a little bit and have a sense of where pride has come from, and what it's trying to celebrate. So I think it's important to put pride in its context, that pride started as riots and moved into political protest at a time when people were not able to be public about their sexual orientations if they weren't straight and if they weren't comfortable with the gender that they were assigned. And it started with people getting together and saying, this isn't going to change if people don't know that we're here. People aren't going to know and become comfortable with us being around if they don't know that we're here. We need to be public. People need to know that we're here. And so pride started there with people who were really afraid to be out in public, but who courageously took a step forward to let the world know that they existed so that they would give space for people to learn and to grow and to change their minds. And over time, it's shifted and it's become more and more celebratory, because partly because there are more and more things to celebrate. The fact that now it's not even legal to discriminate in hiring against someone who's gay. And we're hoping that if the bill ever makes it through the Senate, it will also be illegal to discriminate in hiring against someone who's transgender. But there, I think that lets us know that there are still things to work for. We're not there yet. There are still things that are uncomfortable. And I think I go to Pride knowing that I'm going to be made uncomfortable, because there are going to be people whose sexualities and gender orientations are so different from mine that I feel like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. And to me, that's actually kind of the point, that I go knowing that I will be made uncomfortable by how diverse people are, and then I'm going to celebrate the fact that people are so diverse that there are things that are different from me, different enough that I haven't encountered them, different enough that I think, whoa, that's really out there. And they have just as much a right to be in public about that as I do, about my life and my relationships. And so going to Pride and saying, I believe that all these things are good, I believe that diversity is good, I believe that people who are different from me are valuable and make the experience of being a human richer, that's something I can really celebrate, and that's something I can be proud to celebrate. And for me, being able to say, I'm going to Pride, has a lot to do with the opposite of pride, which I think is shame. And being able to say, I am so far from being ashamed, I have moved so far away from the idea of being ashamed of myself and my sexuality that I can say I'm all the way over into the camp of proud. That's something that I can really celebrate. So thank you all for being here and celebrating that diversity and that pride with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly, for sharing that. Tuesday evening, we were privileged to have a World Pride artist, Rochelle Lee Smith, here, and we shared the comprehensive work that she has put together, which has slides, and you're going to see some of them today as we revisit just a few of them. But Rochelle has been doing this work for over 10 years and has taken pictures of youth, queer youth, and had those individuals write on their pictures something about their experience of being queer. And the words on those slides are deeply moving. She's now got a book coming out with the same title as the project, Speaking Out, Queer Youth in Focus. And the book actually goes back and invites those who wrote on the slides, sometimes several years, up to 10 years before, to reflect on how they feel now about it. And Rochelle has also reflected on the difference that she sees now between what people wrote 10 years ago and what they're able to write now, and the difference in the feelings and the experience that gay youth have now compared to what they did 10 years before. So we were honored to have her here. Also Dwayne Morgan, who's a spoken word artist who grew up here in Scarborough and now lives in Ajax, who shared using his experience of being outside of what was represented around him in terms of being the only black family in an entirely white school when he went to school, and he shared that and equated it to the experiences that gay youth often have, although theirs is an invisible difference that they feel and often do not express. So it was really a privilege to have them with us. Today our service is predominantly some videos that speak about the experience of LGBTQ individuals throughout the world. At one point there will be a slide that tells you how many countries currently in which it is currently illegal to be a homosexual or transgender or anything deviating from the norm. And so I have not depicted pictures from many of those countries, mostly because of the graphic, horrific images that are online about what happens to those individuals in those countries. So you'll see just a slide that shows what you'll see there. And we only pulled this together, realizing only late in the week that we would actually be here for an entire service today, because we're not supposed to be downtown until 2:30, which has completely messed up our plans on several occasions. So Krista has not seen what it is that she's going to help me read during the course of the day. But
you can count on me.
Thank you. What it said on Rochelle's slide a moment ago is, one day hate crimes, discrimination, malevolence, insecurities, and fear will cease to exist. Over time, we will gain tolerance and acceptance. We will become stronger with every voice. These photographs alone cannot eliminate intolerance. However, it is a chance for a handful of young gay people to be heard and seen as the symbols crossed out, stereotypes crossed out, individuals that they are. Who am I?
You
can join me.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll read this one.
Yeah, go ahead. What am I? A son, brother, educator, student, spouse, athlete, friend, military cadet, co-worker, model, and gay. But most of all, a person. Don't judge me. Get to know me. Okay. Black, 4 tablespoons. Moroccan, 1/2 cup. Lesbian, 8 pints. Woman, 10 ounces. Artist, 5 teaspoons. Writer, 1 dash. Coat in sugar, bake for 10 months, cool and serve. Servings, the world. Musician, student, big brother, son, bear cub, gay guy, butch, call me whatever you want to. I already know who I am. Me. A few weeks ago, people in the congregation wrote on a piece of paper in response to the question, who am I? And the idea at that point was a bit of a test to see what those who wrote down before there was any kind of inspirational music or reflection was made, and what those who wrote, who am I, answered that question after that kind of inspiration, if there was a difference. However, John dove right into the inspiration that day, and so you were all inspired to answer in the same manner, and there wasn't any difference between those cards. But the labels that were on them were predominantly male, teacher, singer, lover, words that were fairly standard across all of the community. But the words that related to sexual identity were generally absent from those sheets. And I think that's part of what Kelly was trying to bring out today, is that although many of us don't think twice about our sexuality, for some segments of the population for whom their sexuality is considered inappropriate by other members of the community, that reality needs to become part of the norm, so that an understanding and an acceptance becomes part of the norm. I've chosen the first slide to lead into a video that comes out of Ireland, and it's about the choice of profession. People have often questioned my choice of professions because of my sexuality. I am a lesbian and a first grade teacher. This combination to me is a unique opportunity to mold the minds of tomorrow, to give them the tools not to judge, but to accept and embrace human differences, and to cherish these differences as the core of human experience. The teaching video that comes out of Ireland is one that raises up an understanding for us about how we find and define those things that are wrong and then make symbols of them and create hysteria around them. Moral panic is used as a tool by political and religious organizations across North America and around the world, and so I felt it was important to raise the image of that so that when we see that being used in our workplaces or in the community or in a grocery store or wherever, that we can respond to it in a positive manner. I pace in a land congested by dreams, where a small grain of sand is not how it seems. I've heard hollow, faint voices whisper my name, yet those so silent voices don't all sound the same. And some I recall just say it with shame. So I sculpt white cotton castles from the clouds that roll by. I take of the ground what I can of the sky. I paint every ray that shines from the sun. I live every day to be better than one. I dream of graces and splendor of royal deploy. I look for traces of grandeur allotted with joy. And I think and think of what all this is about me, locked in a place that I need to be out. Youth who experience high levels of rejection from families and peers are 8 times more likely to attempt suicide. But gay-straight alliances, still controversial in some of our schools, have reduced suicide attempts by LGBTQ youth by 50%. Uganda, the legislation that's referred to in this clip, was actually passed in December 2013. A country with 53 million people. Some of the worst treatments of homosexuals in the world are carried out. Many are discriminated against and even tortured and killed every day for being homosexual, bisexual, and transgender. Homophobia in Uganda began in the 1800s when the king began to persecute homosexual activity on the basis of Christian faith. Laws were put in place in the 19th century. Homosexuals and anyone who had knowledge of homosexuals were fined and liable for a time of imprisonment from 7 years to life. Unfortunately, while Britain has moved on from these laws, Uganda still uses them. Ugandans have no protection whatsoever for LGBT rights, and furthermore, it is illegal. All forms of homosexuality. sexuality is criminalized and frowned upon by most people. In a 2007 survey, 97% of the population believed that homosexuality was illegal. At the hands of politicians, peers, family, and even the media, homosexuals are continuously harassed. Although capital punishment is not legal, homosexuals and activists are often the victim of torture and violent murder, often by stoning. Instead of getting better, the stigma against gays and lesbians is getting stronger. An anti-homosexual bill is in action, which, if passed, will mean that repeat offenders of homosexuality will be given the death penalty. But this does not mean that people have given up hope. We will continue to fight for LGBT rights to make a difference. Although Canada has the privilege of having the right to same-sex marriages and activity, other countries, such as Uganda, are not so fortunate. So many people are either living closeted lives and not being able to show their true feelings, or they're being punished by their whole country for being homosexual. Stand up against homophobia by wearing LGBT bracelets and informing others about this issue. Eventually, we can make a difference and have a better world, not only for Uganda, but for all countries.
Learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Now, this is the slide that shows the countries in the world where homosexuality is illegal, and there are 81 countries in which it is illegal, continue to be 81 countries. Some countries have passed, have rescinded those laws, and yet in some of them the age of consent is higher for homosexuals than for heterosexuals. This week at World Pride, there were 100 same-sex marriages that took place here in Toronto. How would you feel if you had to ask 4 million people to get married, if you could get married? Lesbians and gay men are denied access to civil marriage in Ireland. I thought that was a rather cute way to put that out there. Our next picture is of Neil Van Loo and his partner Jeremy. This is a picture of their wedding. They currently live in Taiwan, but this isn't actually Taiwan. This is Scarborough Bluffs, but it was done up for some kind of film, so it was like they had a honeymoon shot right there after we performed marriage. Neil shared with me, I wanted to verify that that actually was a public service announcement that is broadcast in Taiwan, and he said that the only channel that is allowed to broadcast anything to do with LGBT is an internet channel, but that is actually a public service announcement on that channel. So it does happen. All right, do you want to read this slide? Okay. When I think of the person I am today and what I've been through to get here, one phrase comes to mind that I'm sure you've all heard. Self-love is the only love. I cannot recall how many times I've been called a fag or a sissy, but I do know that none of that matters at all anymore, because I'm more comfortable in my own skin now than I've ever been. My only wish is that the boy I used to be could see how much he is loved today and how proud I am of him for sticking it through. If you want to come and get it for crying out loud, the love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Coming out was easy. Learning to live with being gay was the hard part. I've been out for almost 10 years, and every day seems to get more and more difficult. I've been labeled, discriminated against, and punched by a bar owner who didn't want a dyke in his bar. I feel uncomfortable when I meet new people and they ask me if I have a boyfriend. Will they understand? Will anyone understand? Links to these videos will be on the website and on our Facebook page, so you can see them and share them if you feel moved to do so. When Michelle began her project, she shared with us on Tuesday night that the box around each of the portraits is a symbol that it's not a digital portrait. She used film, and she developed it herself in her own black room, a dark room. And so she wanted to have that box there so that those who were sort of hip to the real classy photography stuff would go, oh, impressive. At the same time, she recognized that having a box around these portraits would suggest that perhaps she was boxing them in. And so as she gave them the pieces to write upon, some of them used very unique ways. Some wrote outside of it, some wrote within it, some, like this one, made another box. I don't fit into the shape of your box. Undefined is how I define. I once described my sexuality as me loving and feeling attracted to a beautiful person who just happened to be a woman. I live by being myself, not by defining myself. I have characteristics, not labels. I have passions, hopes, flaws, ideas, desires, and dreams. So really, what's all this fuss thinking I'm different? I feel like myself now. I think people are beautiful. It's not that complicated. Pride. Perhaps we will get to a place where all love is recognized as beautiful and worthy, lived with a reverence that pulls the best out of the lover and casts a path of delight before the loved. Ready for the cost of engagement in a struggle some think isn't even yours. For speaking when voices of the dispossessed are silenced by the power of fear. For the clash and violence burning over a fear-drawn line that can only be erased by the human hands that drew it. Incidentally, it might be helpful to note that the struggle is ours, not theirs. For our lives are bound up with one another's, and the pain and suffering that sears the heart of any single being, if it does not touch our own, then who are we? What are we? Dignity. Dignity is the price of admittance. Like a ticket, it gains you entrance to the kaleidoscope that is the human family. It stretches your heart, expands your breath, allows you to find beauty in every gaze. It does this when you gift it, not when you demand it. Embrace. Embrace love. Set your feet upon love's fragile path and turn yourself toward grace, toward permission, toward forgiveness, toward whatever strength you need to wrap your arms around the unknown heart and feel its love wrapping yours. If you are going, can you make sure that Kelly knows that you're coming downtown with us so that we are all aware of who's going with us and who is not? Thank you.